WCFW FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Happy Friday to you. Mike McKay here. Out on Facebook this morning, I asked the question, what should someone never eat in the break room at work? 1057 CFW's Facebook page. If you have not clicked that like button yet, please do so today. Same with my Mike McKay page. I want to hear from you. Steve said popcorn. Too many people set off fire alarms. How long are they cooking their popcorn? Lorelei said their coworker's lunch. Yes, do not eat your coworker's lunch. And Karen said stinky stuff, boiled eggs, fish, Limburger cheese. Right on. So I want to hear from you this morning. What should someone never eat in the break room at work? Head over to Facebook, 105.7 CFW's Facebook page. Click that like button if you haven't yet. Also my Mike McKay page. And let me know what you think.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
Cause I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. But there's a good half.
'80s, '90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Smith, What It Takes, 105.7 CFW. Let's do it. Let's do the birthday and anniversary shout-outs for today and into the weekend. They are brought to you each and every weekday morning by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire. Lasker Jewelers, right next to the Oakwood Mall in Eau Claire. They have been around for decades. You want to talk about iconic names of businesses in the Chippewa Valley. Right up at the top, it's got to be Lasker Jewelers. If you're looking for jewelry, you check into Lasker Jewelers. You make sure you tell them Mike McKay sent you over there, okay? Let's see. Don't forget, you want to get somebody on the birthday or anniversary list? It's simple. You can text me or email me through that Civic Media app. You can also drop me a message through the 105.7 CFW Facebook page or my Mike McKay page. Just let me know who's celebrating and when, and I'll make sure to get them on the list. Let's see, birthdays today. Lori Klinkhammer celebrating. Stone Young, I'm told, is Sweet 16 today. And Dan Rudd celebrating a birthday. Tomorrow, Kim Negus, is that how it's pronounced? Negus? Okay. Ron Lauer and Brooklyn Field all celebrating birthdays tomorrow. And when Sunday rolls around, Aaron Hinsman, Rhonda Norby, and Amy Rodman all celebrating birthdays then. So if it's your birthday or anniversary today or over the weekend, happy, happy to you. Celebs you're celebrating with. Actor Anthony Edwards is 62. He was in the first Revenge of the Nerds movie. Then he had enough sense to not be in any of the other ones after that. The first one was great. The rest of them, oh man, they got so bad. He was also in Top Gun. He was Goose, unfortunately, for his character. Saturday, Julianne Hough, 36. She was in Dancing with the Stars. And then, did you see the Footloose remake that she was in? That was, well, in my humble opinion, not too good. And who else do we have? Sunday, Josh Harnett. Black Hawk Down, Pearl Harbor, and more movies. He's 46. So there you go. So again, if it's your birthday or anniversary today or over the weekend, happy, happy to you. Anniversaries and birthdays, weekday mornings, brought to you by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire.
The 80s, 90s, and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
Today's birthday and anniversary shout-outs brought to you from the studios of Lasker Jewelers.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Special Order Business is back at Economy Furniture. Choose from great brands like Flex Steel, England, and Best Home Furnishings. You choose the style, you choose the fabric, we'll have it in your home in 4 to 6 weeks. Get yourself a new recliner, new sofa, or a new sectional now at Economy Furniture. Don't forget, we're the Chippewa Valley source for power lift recliners and therapeutic mattresses. Economy Furniture, rocking and reclining since 1950.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band. Gets out for gone.
Elton John, Tiny Dancer, 105.7 CFW. McKay in the morning along with you. Out on Facebook this morning. So what's the one thing someone should never eat in the break room at work? That's what I hear from you this morning. Drop your comments in on the 105.7 CFW Facebook page or my Mike McKay page. If you have not clicked like on both of those pages yet, make sure you do so. It looks like there's kind of a common theme here. Robert said seafood that they heat up in the microwave. Kim said food that's sat out for hours. Yeah, Renee said fish. Thomas said hummus, fish, and burnt popcorn. Aaron said fish. I think if you have fish for lunch today that you've brought to work, you're going to have to go eat that out in your car or somewhere else, not in the break room. What about you? What do you think? What is something someone should never eat in the break room at work?
Serving Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Let's do it. On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Lo, she said, "You're a liar." I said, "I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire." Took her to the hotel, she said, "You're the king." I said, "Be my queen if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing." Wild. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gon' rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, "You have plans for the night?" I said, "Hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight." So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, "Hey, you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing." Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect, hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew, leave a shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame, I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine and still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was I like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. At the local discotheque, this fine young chick was on my jock, so I said, "What the heck?" She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance, so I said, "Chill for now, and maybe later you'll get your chance." So when the show was finished, I took her around the way, and what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone, and she said, "Tone, let me tell you one thing, I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing." Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk, you ready? Let's break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby. Wow.
Tom Loke with Wild Thing, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. McKay in the morning along with you. We are going to have another great day weather-wise today. Headed towards 80 with sunshine. 64 is where we are right now.
I'm a man. Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
CFW, Mike McKay rolling through this finally Friday along with you, working our way towards the weekend. Tomorrow, by the way, I just saw on the, you know, these national day is. Tomorrow's National Moon Day. And I double-checked on this. This has to do with the moon up in the sky. Yes, and the astronauts landing on the moon and all that kind of stuff. Okay? So keep that in mind. That's the mooning that should be going on tomorrow. Period. Here's Phil Collins.
Informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
If you want a metal roof on your house, here's a straightforward, gonna save you some money offer from York's Grand.
It's a brand new year, but if you lock in your metal roof right now, you'll get it at last year's price.
New York's Grand.
This is the metal roof that's backed with a 50-year, non-prorated, and transferable warranty. Lock in your deal and get it for last year's price.
New York's Grand.
237-2678.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Do you like to win free prizes? Do you like to fish? All you have to do is join Bill's Sports Shop Facebook group, post your favorite or funny fish videos or pics to share. Bill's Sports Shop will pick weekly winners from photos and videos submitted on their Facebook group. Look them up today.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Evo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And today, I want to talk about dealing with debt collectors and your rights when you are in collections. Debt collectors are people who've been hired to collect money that you owe to someone else. They can be persistent or rude or sometimes worse, but they do have to follow rules. Federal law says that they cannot call before 8 a.m. in the morning or after 9 p.m. at night. They cannot harass you, meaning they can't curse at you or threaten you. And they cannot lie to you or make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't tell anyone other than your spouse or your attorney about your debt. Now, if you experience any of this, you can complain about them to the Federal Trade Commission at consumer.gov. And last thought before I go, you can always ask a debt collector to stop calling you. Legally, they have to comply. If they don't, you report them to the FTC. For more money tips, go to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for volunteers across the state to become certified volunteer hunter education instructors. According to a press release, volunteers can either serve as apprentices under a sponsoring instructor for two complete courses or attend a certification training session hosted by a DNR outdoor skills trainer. Officials say the program has trained over 20,000 instructors since 1967, and there's been a 95% drop in hunting-related incidents since then. One person was killed in a semi-truck and SUV crash in Dunn County on Wednesday morning. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, law enforcement authorities responded to reports of the crash on 710th Street at 240th Avenue in the town of Springbrook around 10:45 a.m. on Wednesday. Their preliminary investigation found the 77-year-old man who was driving the SUV failed to stop at a stop sign and was hit in the intersection. The driver of the semi-truck was not injured in the crash. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind's southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday. Partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
CFW.
Thank you.
says Corey Hart, sunglasses at night. You're going to need your sunglasses today, that's for sure. A lot of sunshine for you. Mike McKay rolling through this finally Friday. I do believe this is as good a time as any. No matter where you are, you should probably footloose right now. Unless you're in traffic, then be careful. Otherwise, have at it.
For the 80s, 90s, and more, WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire.
Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.